Vladimir Ashkenazy has come to D.C. to conduct the National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center in concerts November 10th, 11th, and 12th, a program that includes works by Roussel, Ravel, and music of Sibelius, including the violin concerto and incidental music that Sibelius composed for a production of Shakespeare's The Tempest. As a conductor, Mr. Ashkenazy has long been closely associated with the music of Sibelius. He's recorded all seven symphonies, as well as tone poems and the violin concerto. So I began our talk by asking him about Sibelius, and right away he had a story to tell.
One story, apparently true, I don't think it's apocryphal. There's a famous hotel in Helsinki that's been rebuilt now, actually. It's called Camp Hotel, right in the middle of Helsinki. And Sibelius, usually when he went to Helsinki, and he lived outside Helsinki, and when he went to Helsinki, he usually had drinking parties with his friends in the hotel. And so the story goes, one very late evening already, you say small hours of the morning, yes, you say, A phone call comes from his wife from Järvenpää, where they had residence. Jan, are you coming home? When are you coming home? Sibelius said to his wife, darling, I'm a composer, I'm not a fortune teller. I don't know when I'm coming home. That is the story. The story goes. If it's not true, it's still in a way characteristic.
Mm-hmm. And of course, your repertoire is enormous, both as a pianist as a conductor. But with Sibelius, I identify you with Sibelius because you've recorded all those symphonies and been conducting Sibelius for so long. Do you have a particular affinity for the man himself?
I probably do, to think of it. Little spoken, quiet, probably difficult character, as I know from some reminiscences. Oh, what I mean difficult character, not in a necessarily negative sense, but probably rather concentrated, maybe not terribly outgoing, as Finns very often are, of course. Probably so concentrated on his music that sometimes other things were of secondary importance. That's what people tell me. He was a person who drank a lot, as you probably know. Another story goes that when Ormandy in the early 50s was on tour with the Philadelphia Orchestra, they played a concert in Helsinki too, and apparently they played one of his symphonies. And Ormandy, having been very fond of Sibelius, decided to visit the great master in Järvenpää, where he lived. He came to see him and said, Mr. Sibelius, I'm conducting your symphony tomorrow. It'll be on the radio. Please listen to it. Sibelius was in the middle of a drinking party also. So after the concert, Ormandy came to him before going to the airport and leaving for the next venue on the trip. And when he came to his house, Sibelius looked at him and said, Ormandy, where have you been all this time? But then he said he liked the performance. That's how it is. In other words, the drinking party was going on.
I've never been quite convinced of the reasons that have been given for his decreased productivity in the last 30 years, that he was in ill health. Do you have any insight as to why he stopped composing?
What I know, and I had a very good friend, Mr. Tavas Cerna, who wrote the three-volume biography of Sibelius and the evaluation of his music. He told me he was a great student of Sibelius, and he said that as far as he knew, Sibelius was very insecure in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and so on, because he thought that he was old-fashioned. You know,
with the Schoenberg.
With the advent of Schoenberg and Berg and many other composers who went in different directions, he felt he was old-fashioned. Never mind Ravel or Rachmaninoff or Shostakovich or Prokofiev, whatever, but Sibelius felt old-fashioned. That's what he intimated to his friends. You know, his last piece, of course, is Tapiola, as we all know. That was just after the First World War, and then he stopped composing. He composed his Eighth Symphony. Actually, he did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Tavas Cerny was absolutely sure that he composed his Eighth Symphony and burned it. Mm. He finished it, he says. There is some evidence, at least he said to some friend, to his wife apparently, that he finished it, but he was unhappy with it and burnt it, and nobody knows even one note. So, which is a great shame as far as I'm concerned. Mm. But there you are. He was given a lot of, a lot of attention from Germany. He even went to receive some prize in Berlin, I can't remember when, I think before the war, obviously. He was very pleased with that, but didn't help. He didn't compose anymore. Well, that's life.